So I was having a conversation with Mackie today, and I just saw a video on Instagram from Steve Babcock at VaynerMedia that just affirmed a lot of what Mackie and I were talking about. This idea that things will never stop changing. And in business in particular, you're never going to get to a point where you can say, you know, this is the way we do it, because it is a constantly moving target. So for context, you know, our podcasting process, like the service that we currently offer clients, if we're not constantly evolving it to make it better, to adapt to new podcasting platforms, how to captivate people's attention, the more we learn about how to hook people from the very beginning, if we're not constantly evolving and changing how we do quote unquote it, then we become stagnant and disruptible. And so I was talking to Mackie just about this idea, you know, his business model, which, he's really selling himself, and he's built a team around his personal brand, but the product is him giving, you know, character talks and these, you know, 6 to 7 minute videos that teach character, character development to high school athletes, you know, is the product. But it's constantly evolving and changing in the delivery of how he goes about delivering the, how he frames up the videos, his referral strategies, like everything is always changing. The it is always changing. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs don't necessarily press into that. They don't plan for that. I listened to a video several months ago from a guy named Patrick Bet David, who I've learned just a tremendous amount from, but this video stuck out to me because he talked about this idea of innovative campaigns and how you always have to be innovating and making yourself better, whether that's in, you know, the development of your product. In the context of his video, he was talking more about marketing campaigns and how you can't just depend on serendipity to make those happen. You actually need to plan for them. And as I look back on some of the more innovative marketing campaigns that we've done, or how we've packaged up our service to get an influx of new business, it makes sense that, you know, we've had a spike in revenue or a spike in new opportunities around these innovative campaigns. So when we did the Gary Vee wannabe video, we had a spike of new opportunities. When I flew to a city to meet with prospects, we had a spike of new business come in. When we did something different, it directly correlated to new opportunities, new business, new revenue. And so instead of just waiting on kind of the entrepreneurial, wave of creativity to hit you, Patrick basically says you should plan for those. Every quarter you should be getting with your team or build a team of advisors around you to help you think through, okay, what are the creative campaigns that we want to go execute on this quarter? And so, he gave an example of, you know, the car dealership that says, hey, this weekend we're selling this $28,000 car. And if you buy it in the, you know, this particular weekend, you get 2 years of free gas. Well, really what all they're saying is they're selling a $28,000 car for $24,000, but they've creatively packaged it in a way that will likely drive a flurry of activity to that for that car dealership. when last year when we repackaged our podcast service, we offered a deal to people to say, hey, we'll do the first 10 episodes of your podcast, for X number of dollars. I forget what the dollar amount was, $6,900 or something like that. We'll do the first 10 episodes, and if we don't get three of your ideal clients to be a guest in those first 10 episodes, then, you know, we'll give you your money back. Well, we were already essentially doing that anyway. We didn't necessarily have the money back guarantee, but we offered a 7-episode launch, and then we started getting prospects on the show immediately after those first 7 episodes. But I had never really framed it up in a way that said, hey, if you pay us to do the launch, we'll guarantee those first 3 episodes. So it was just how we packaged it. And then I made the offer to multiple people, and we ended up doing, a record number of, an insane amount of business for us at the time. I mean, I think we did like $48,000 in revenue or something that month, which was massive for us. So it's, I think this idea of, it is always a moving target. Like, we're never going to get to a place where we can be on autopilot. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, that's where it gets fun, right? It's a moving target. We're always getting better. We're always adapting. We're always thinking creatively. And that's ultimately what's going to help us win as entrepreneurs, constantly pushing the envelope. I was telling Mackie today, just never getting to a place where you're like, okay, this is what we do. We do curriculum videos, and we go to, X number of schools a year to do in-person events. And, we send, 6 tweets a day. We post on Instagram 27 times. Like, it's always changing as social platforms evolve, as new ones are created, as different go-to-market strategies become evident. It's all changing all the time, and that's the fun part. And I think that's the privilege that we have as entrepreneurs, is to press into that and constantly be innovating, constantly be thinking about how we can get better, how we can make our product better, how we can make ourselves better, how we can build a better team, how we can, how we can do everything better, how we can make the lives of our customers easier, how we can delight them more. Like, there's so many opportunities for us to make things better. And it doesn't happen by thinking that we're going to get to this perfect mix or cadence of activity and say, okay, that's it. That's how we do things. It just doesn't work that way. And that's really exhilarating, to think that it's always changing. And so that's what I'm thinking about today. Planning, planning for innovation, not just doing it when it strikes, but actually, making it a part of your cadence to proactively plan for innovation, whether it's on your product or your marketing strategy, your customer success approach. Always innovating, always making things better.